This is Weekend Breakfast.
I don't know if you saw this story earlier on in the week, Tanya, but there's a council in Tasmania that are making people request written notices applying for a beach cricket licence. If they want to go down and play some beach cricket. Well, look, it's serious stuff, you know. I mean, you want to go down with friends and play a bit of beach cricket. You've got to let council know these days. I mean, this isn't 2004 anymore. Things have changed. The council loves to get their grubby mitts on everything.
It's so annoying. Hate paperwork.
Yeah. And
who loves it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the council, they've got a streamlined system. You can just ring them up and sort of do it. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I've got the council all wrong. Maybe they're not all just about petty sort of neighbourhood issues. And maybe they might have a smooth, oily machine going on. So I decided to ring the Tasmanian Coastal Council to register my own game of beach cricket.
Thank you for calling the Tasmanian Coastal Council. For burst water mains and other minor emergencies, press 1. For information on rubbish collection days, press 2. To register to kick the footy, throw a frisbee, or bring a cricket bat to the beach, press 3. Your call is very important to us. Please hold as all our operators are busy. Did you know that you have to be under the age of 14 to use the swings at Glenorchy Oval? Don't risk it. And remember, if in doubt on the swing, give us a ring for a...
Tasmanian Coastal Council, Teresa speaking.
Oh, hi there. It's my father's birthday this Sunday. We were just wondering if we were allowed to play a game of beach cricket from about midday onwards.
Yep, you've got through to the Pavement Ownership Disputes Department. I'll just put you through.
Planning an 80th? Don't forget to register any bottle of Shiraz you plan on drinking at the foreshore with your local council today. Remember, register your wine or pay the fine. Have you been...
Tasmanian Coastal Council, this is Rosemary.
Oh, hi there. It's my father's 60th this Sunday. Just wanting to register an extended family of 9 to play beach cricket for a few hours.
Yep, I'll just put you through to the Social Games Approval Coordinator. This is the Centre for Lawn Mowing before 10 a.m. on a weekend.
Neighbour's boat trailer overstaying its welcome? Talk to us about first warning move-on notices. Our dedicated team of fun sponges specialise in locating ridiculously petty boat trailer defects. We'll have that trailer out of your street so you can be enjoying that suburban vista in no time. Remember, if the trailer blocks the cars, they could end up behind the bars. Thank you for calling the Tasmanian
Coastal Council. This is Barbara Louise.
Yeah, look, Barbara Louise, I'm fed up with this. Can I just leave the details with you? I want to play a game of beach cricket this Wednesday. 9 of us, underarm bowling, tip and run, one hand, one bounce, an automatic out if you hit mum while she's breastfeeding.
Sorry, not my department. Sorry.
Ah!
Wanting to report a dog in their owner not picking up their poo? You can now skip the queue and report the incident online. Just go to www.tasmaniancoastalcouncil.com.au/irresponsible canine owners/waste management/feces. Or, if it was the owner not picking up their own poo, please hold the line. Thank you for calling the Tasmanian Coastal Council.
Oh, it.
Very tough.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya and Lakey want to know, is it a thing?
Yeah, is it a thing? Only need one caller for this to be a thing, by the way. And 131060 is the number. Are you an adult addicted to Fortnite? And not just, oh, how good's a Fortnite? Like Fortnite the game. I read this article on GQ that said 200 people this year in the UK have cited Fortnite as the reason for divorce.
Come on, guys.
That's crazy, but that's in the UK. So I'm wondering if this, I guess, phenomenon is here in Australia. We have a national show, so we're better to get some credible information than our listeners.
Yeah, well, you'd like to think that this isn't going on down. And I know that the UK, they're watching a lot more TV than us, so one can only think that they're playing a lot more Fortnite.
So much TV.
I've got no idea what Fortnite is. I've heard of it, but I would not be able to spot it on a screenshot or anything. But I'm just learning that you play it on your phone.
I thought it was a video game.
No, apparently you can play it on your phone. That sounds fun.
Is it a game? Like where you know that people have the headphones and they talk to people as well. So it's sort of
that's what I thought it was, social? But I don't know.
I don't know.
This just looks like if it's a fun iPhone game, then I could get into that. It sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of all or nothing, though. Mm. People are like us, and we're like, ooh. And yeah. then other people are like, Fortnite is life.
Yeah, well, it's
so
very
much so that they're choosing the video game over their marriage. Like, that's wild.
It's usually more popular with kids, but I think, yes, we all know an adult who goes a little too hard on the video games.
But to a point of divorce, like, that must be affecting their work. If they've got kids, it must be affecting them. God, I don't know. I'd be really interested to know if this is a thing here in Australia. Mm. Are you an adult who is addicted to Fortnite, dobbing your partner, dobbing a friend?
Yep.
I'm just, I guess both of us are just really curious because we have no understanding of this and don't really have any friends who do gaming. So 131060 is the number. Do you have someone in your life who was addicted to Fortnite?
All right. How's that? How's the marriage? How's Barry and the kids? Yeah, kids are all right. Barry's playing that game again, though.
Barry's on level 4.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya and Lakey want to know, is it a thing?
Yeah, is it a thing? Are you an adult addicted to the game Fortnite? Apparently this is an amazing game. And a lot of people play it professionally. I have a friend who plays Fortnite professionally. I don't really know if he's a friend so much as someone I met once.
Right.
And they've got games, like big games where they play on big screens in arenas and people watch people play video games. If you're not in it, if you're not in the world, it is bizarre and hard to understand. But also what's bizarre and hard to understand is that 200 people this year in the UK have cited Fortnite, a game, as the reason for their divorce. So we want to know if this is a thing in Australia. Mm. Are there adults equally as addicted to Fortnite as it is in the UK? Because that is an insane amount of people getting divorced over a video game.
It's one of the big risks marrying someone who's into video games when you meet them. You think maybe...
No way.
Nah, you think, yeah, it's kind of cute. He's into his games. So... And then next thing you know... Just this music over and over. Apparently this is Fortnite music, Tanya. That's the music.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, people are addicted to this music. Matt.
Imagine listening to this 12 hours a day.
Goodness gracious. Ooh. Matt in Newcastle.
Sorry, Max.
Matt.
Max.
Hello.
How are we, big dog? Tanya, how are we?
Good.
Are you addicted to this, Matt?
Look, you know, I've started playing it a little bit over the last couple of months, and it is very addictive. It's a new genre called Battle Royale.
Well, that's what it says here on my sheet. It says that it's a battle royale where a mass online brawl where 100 players leap out of a flying bus onto a small island and fight each other.
That's right. One player left. And you know, and you can play this over and over again to try and better yourself.
How quick are the games?
You can go anywhere from 10 minutes all the way through to an hour.
Wouldn't mind a sneak... Okay, depending on how many people are left.
That's right.
Right.
Yep.
I got to say... I wouldn't mind having a sneaky download and just wasting a little bit of time
it's
today.
Free,
I
thought it was,
I thought it was full World of Warcraft sort of stuff going on here. This is more, sounds like quite a simple game.
Yeah, well, you know, World of Warcraft costs you $13 a month, and I think that's just, you know, there's no point.
Outrageous. Mm. Outrageous. Yeah.
So Fortnite's free. That's why people are really into it.
Yeah, you've got to release it to the masses of free, and then maybe a year or two down the track, they'll add these little extra bells and whistles if it withstands the test of time. Could be another Pokemon Go.
No, it's not.
Storm and a teacup.
Been around for ages.
Has it?
Uh-huh.
Pooja. Hello, Pooja.
Hello.
Side note, we used to go to school with a girl called Pooja. She used to get Pooja pants all the time. Do you get Pooja pants?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, good on you. you're so mean, Lakey.
That is grateful.
Girl, tell us. Are you addicted? So, your partner addicted?
My son, he's 19-year-old. He is a grown adult, and he is completely addicted to it. And he frustrates me so much. He plays 5 hours a day on Fortnite.
Has he always had an inkling for these games, or is this the first time he's experienced games?
This is the first time. I think this is one of the popular Fortnite games which everybody plays with all his friends. Even he was saying that his lecturer plays the game.
Wow. What? That's wild. Are you worried about him sort of, you know, not going out and socialising and stuff?
Yeah. And everybody raises their hand.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jessica.
That's fascinating.
Jessica in Sydney, you broke up with your boyfriend because of Fortnite.
Yeah, I broke up with him because of Fortnite.
What happened? Just like too many hours, just wasn't engaging with you?
not engaging with me. He was on it constantly. He wouldn't get a job. He lied about getting a job and having a job.
Oh,
where
my
he was
God.
Only on Fortnite. He had other girlfriends on the game.
What?
That he was communicating with and meeting up with. And what? He wouldn't get a license. He wouldn't drive. It was all night, so he wouldn't sleep. He had sleeping problems. We'd sit next to each other, and that's all he'd do on his phone.
Wow.
Fascinating that you can talk to women on Fortnite as well. I may actually be downloading this game quicker than we think.
No!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Might have seen earlier on this week, Kylie Jenner broke the internet, caused a little bit of a storm with her tweet saying, "Last night I had cereal with milk for the first time, ... life-changing," which, you know,
BS.
Well, you know, people were sort of a bit like, oh my God, like, what have you been having before then? What's been your base for the cereal? You're eating dry cereal, you got yogurt going on, you're just having toast,
water,
eggs, water, what's going on? Smoothies. Someone with way too much time on their hands saw this tweet on September 19, 2018 and decided to scroll back through Kylie Jenner's archives. And managed to locate a post from April 25, 2013, where Kylie Jenner has posted a bowl of bran flakes with blueberries in a bowl of milk.
Oh.
Lies.
She's done the old exaggeration.
Lies, lies. I mean, not a full lie. For all we know, this could be the second time she's ever had the cereal with milk.
But still.
Well, she's probably trying to make it. I don't doubt that she very rarely has the cereal with milk, right? Maybe that's the thing. She's not having a lot of milk with her cereal. That's fine. But she's added a bit of mayo here, hasn't she? She's clearly gone, well, sneaky couple of white lies. I'll just distort the truth slightly. I mean, I've had it three times, but I'm still having it a lot less than anyone else. It's worth a tweet.
It's worth a tweet. It's, you know, could be retweetable. We're talking about it on the radio. She knows how to make news, this woman.
Yeah. There's a little bit of mayo in all of us, but I think we've...
Oh, absolutely.
What do they say? The average human lies like 42 times a day or something. Very subtle, like little tiny lies all the way through to like big, massive, like making up a whole fake life in front of your friends to seem relatable kind of thing.
Jesus.
No, seriously. We've all got a friend who adds mayo. 131060. Dob in a mate. That is always adding mayo, always exaggerating a story, always adding little Twinkie bits to it. Oh, not only did they go to Bali, they somehow had a 10-day relationship with an Instagram influencer in Bali, but there were no photos to show from it kind of thing.
Yes.
Very convenient.
They just always
that they're pulling never
let
when none
the
of
truth
their mates are around. Yeah.
Get in the way of a good story.
We used to have this mate. Well, we still do have this mate, but he was renowned for adding mayo, and he didn't know. Sometimes they're so deep down the mayo hole that they don't realise they're even doing it, and everyone else
around
they start
to believe their own mayo.
They do, and we were all looking around every time it happened. We called his name was Trent. We used to call them Trentisms in the end because he would just be constantly saying things. He told us he was on a surfing. He was so close to getting a surfing sponsorship in high school. His mum came down one day. We started talking to her about it. She's like, what's going on? What? He was never, ever close to a surfing sponsorship. Totally called out.
Never surfed.
Mom. No, never surfed. Couldn't surf. Just mayo added everywhere.
I mean,
everywhere.
That's borderline, not mayo, like that's sort of sociopath.
Yeah, yeah, that was one of his bigger Trentisms, but he'd always just be dropping little tidbits. We all know a mate who adds the mayo, a little bit of exaggeration. This is your time to dob him in on 131060. Any stories, any people?
Call him out.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Getting on 131060 about mates that are adding mayo to things. Just small exaggerations maybe, but we know. We know. We're on to
everyone
you.
Everyone has a friend who does this.
Yeah, and if you're driving in your car right now going, haha, I am the mayo adder. None of my friends know. They think I'm the coolest guy in the group. No, mate. No, no, no. We can sense mayo. We can smell mayo from a mile away. Mm-hmm. In fact, probably a little less than that. I put a little mayo on how far I can smell the mayo. God, maybe it's me. Kylie Jenner.
It's Kylie Jenner this week.
Yeah, she's
That's
been adding the mayo. She put a tweet out saying, last night I had cereal with milk for the first time. Life-changing. Quite a cool story. Until you go back through the archives and someone's found a 2013 post from her with cereal and milk.
With milk.
That she's eating.
What cereal was she eating? I know that that's not important.
Bran flakes.
Bran flakes.
And blueberries and a couple of strawberries.
That explains why she looks so good.
Jessica in Newcastle on 131060. Dobbin a mate.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Very good. Thank you.
Good girl.
Who adds the mayo? Who adds the Hellmann's?
Okay, so we've got a girl on our work team, a workmate.
Yeah.
And there's been quite a few big ones, but the best one so far we've all voted is the banks refused to let her bank any more money because she's got too much.
Oh, my God. That's great.
I mean, you wouldn't be working at a restaurant, would you, if that was the case?
Fantastic.
This is so good. Wait, but for me, like, wouldn't you just be questioning that, or do you just go, the mayo's on again?
You just sort of just think, yeah, right on.
Because you start sympathising with the mayo adder. That's the thing.
Yeah,
they're so vulnerable.
That's how it started. How it started, and then it just got out of hand. We thought, yeah, okay, that's enough.
I love the use of
how can you ever top
all.
That?
We all know, like the mayo versus
living bliss. We voted.
Everyone's in on the mayo adder. Daniel, in Brisbane, you got a mate who adds mayo?
Yeah, got a mate I went to school with, forever lying, but the best one had to be when he told us he had a trained monkey who was rolling cigarettes for him.
That's so good. Yeah.
He's got that off the Simpsons or something, isn't
when,
he?
When no one believed him, he said he was going to bring it to the school bus to rob everyone, steal their wallets.
Oh, my God.
That's another typical...
See, that's like-
It's a typical characteristic of a mayo adder. They refuse to give in to the line. It just gets deeper.
Yeah. Nah, yes.
Bring it. I'll bring it on Monday. Bring it on Monday. Hope it all blows over by then.
But don't you reckon it's like boy who cried wolf style? Imagine if he actually did have this monkey.
Oh, God. Well, the mayo revenge will rain 1,000 monkeys, but not today. Ash on the Central Coast.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. Good. Thank you. Yourself?
Good, good, good.
Got a mate who adds mayo?
Oh, constant mayo. Mm-hmm. Just slathers it on. And it's just general, like, little things that she'll say. but, like, something that this typical woman would do was she'd blame her boyfriend on things. So, like, she'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so late. You know, Tom was meant to pick me up at 12 and, like, he took, like, 3 hours to get there. And I'll be like, babe, it's 1. So unless you've come back from the future... Like, he literally took 10, 15 minutes. And this is
Hi,
like
Ashley,
a constant
by the
mayo
way.
Adding. And it's you, Tanya.
Yeah, I know.
Of them all.
I know.
This is Weekend Breakfast.